The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Masechet Rosh Hashanah has been sponsored by Mr. Sawley and Cheryl Mizrahi. Hashem Aleihem Yihyu for the Hatzlacha of both of their families, for Be'ezat Hashem, health, happiness, Parnasa, continued success, and of course, much nachat and pleasure from their children. Yiratzon, in the zechut of their dedication to the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, they will be zoche for good judgment, they will be zoche for good beracha and mazal in all their endeavors. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Vav. Today's daf is being studied, the Ilu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tanihenu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on daf He Amud Bet, and we are on the bottom line. Just to review where we're holding in the sugya. In our previous Gemara, we quoted a Braita, and in the Braita, it quoted the Pasuk that was referring to the Isur of Bal Te'aher. And the Pasuk said, Vehaya Becha Het. And the Gemara was Doresh, Velo Bekorbanecha Het. Which means, the person that delays bringing his Korban, he makes the sin, but the Korban itself is not Pasul. Which means, even though you delayed it, you can bring the Korban at a later time. The Qurban does not become Pasul. So the Gemara had a question, what do you mean we have another Pasuk that says, Ve'achalta lifnei Hashem Elohecha, Ma'asar deganecha, Tiroshecha v'yisarecha, Ubkorot bekarecha v'sonecha. And we learned from this Pasuk that, just like Ma'asir, you can bring it after its time, and it does not become Pasul from one year to the other, even though you delayed it, so too Bechor does not become Pasul from one year to the other. So therefore, what do you need two Pesukim for? They teach you the same thing. So the Gemara said, no, that you need both Pesukim, because I would have thought maybe Bechor, that's not considered, or I would have thought that maybe Bechor, that since it's not a Bar Hartza'ah, that since it's not coming to be mechaper for anything, so therefore I would say that even after its time, it's not going to become pasul. However, kadashim, other types of korbanot, korban ola, korban even shilamim and ola, where a person is giving it as a korban, so it's coming to seek mercy and kapara, so I might have thought that after its time, so therefore it's late, and therefore the korban becomes pasul. So the Gemara says, kamash ma'alan, no, that even such korbanot, the korban itself does not become pasul. So the Gemara begins, ve'akati, and still, medeben azai nafka. We know this principle from what Ben Azai taught. Detanya, because we have a beraita. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai says, now this is a pasuk regarding pigul. It says by pigul, ve'im e'achel ye'achel mebesar zebach shelamav beyom ha'shelishi, lo yiratze hamakriv oto, lo yehashev lo pigul yehiye. This is talking about if, let's say the Kohen had a kavana, or they had a kavana, let's say, to eat the korban, or to bring the korban past its time, or eat the korban, I should say, past its time, which every korban has a given time where you can eat it. So this pigul would mean that he had kavana to eat it past its time. So the Gemara says that what happens, oto, the korban becomes pasul. Matamud lomar, lefishin emar, because we have another pasuk that says, lo te'ahel leshalemo. The teachers, you're not allowed to delay the korban. Shomeya ani, af me'ahel nidro, bebal yirase.
that I would have thought that what? That even a korban that was delayed, maybe that korban becomes nullified and is not accepted. Tamud lomar oto. That's why we have the pasuk by pigul to say no, only a pigul korban, oto, that becomes pasul. Oto belo yiratzeh, is not accepted. Ve'en me'ahir nidro belo yiratzeh. But somebody that delays his korban is not subject to the law of lo yiratzeh. So therefore you see clearly we have another pasuk by pigul. The fact that the pasuk had to say oto, so therefore we come and say yes, only pigul, then that type of korban where the kohen had a kavanah to eat it past its time, that type of korban itself becomes pasul. Masha'enken, in the isur of bal te'acher, the korban itself does not become pasul. So what do you need this to rashafu? So the Gemara says, you're right, that which we said above when it said in the pasuk v'haya bechachet, the Gemara is going to learn it now differently. Ela bechachet velo beishtecha achet. And the chiddush of the braita above is when it says lo yeh bechachet, it means that you will not have a sin. Lo yeh bechachet velo beishtecha achet, which means, and your wife will not have a sin. I'm sorry, when the pasuk says behaya bechachet, the pasuk means you will make the sin, however, not your wife. What does this mean? Salka datach amina, I would have thought. Hu'il v'amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'item Rabbi Elazar, en ishto shel adam meta, ela imken mevakshim mimenu mamon, ve'en lo shene'emar, im en lecha l'shalem, lama yekach mishka becha mitachtecha. So we have a statement of Rabbi Elazar that says, but menan, a person's wife dies if he does not pay back money that he stole, according to Rashi, or money that he vowed, according to Tosafot, that he doesn't pay. Chas v'shalom, it can cause his wife to die. Shnei emar, how do you know that? Im en lecha l'shalem, because the pasuk says, if you don't have what to pay, lama yikach mishka becha mitachtecha, why are you going to cause your wife to be taken from under you? So the Gemara now goes and analyzes. Ema behai avon debal ta'acher nameh ishto meta. So you would have thought also that if a person delays by bringing his korban, that that can also cause chas v'shalom his wife to die. Kamash malan, that's what the pasuk says, that no. And the pasuk says, behaya bechachet, that the sin will be in you and not in your wife. So let's review what took place over here. Basically, the Gemara had three different pesukim at one point teaching us all the same thing, that the korban of bal te'acher, the korban itself does not become pasul. We had the pasuk of v'haya bechachet, becha and not in the korban. We had the pasuk by bechor, teaching me that just like ma'aseh does not become pasul after its time, so to bechor. And then we have the pasuk by pigul that says only pigul oto becomes pasul, but not a korban of bal te'acher. So the Gemara says, well, we need the two pesukim of Bechor, and it comes out, why? Because I would have thought that a Bechor, since it itself is not coming for Hartza'ah, not coming for Kapara, it's intrinsically Kodesh on the beginning of its conception, its birth, so therefore I would have said that even after its time, it's not going to become pasul. And the hadush is that even regular korbanot also do not become pasul, even though they're coming to atone. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? But we have another pasuk that talks about pigul, that tells me oto and not lo ta'acher, that only pigul becomes pasul, but not bal ta'acher. So the Gemara says, you're right, the original derasha of v'haya bechachet is teaching me something totally different, that the sin is on the person who delayed it, but not going to affect his wife, which means velo b'shtechachet. And therefore, the original braita, when it said v'haya bechachet velo b'korbanechachet, we have to explain that means that it's not considered as if he is in contempt of his vow, and therefore it's not going to affect his wife, which means the korban is still valid, and therefore he can still bring the korban. And still, since he can still bring the korban, so therefore it's not going to affect his wife, and chas v'shalom cause her to die. comes the Gemara and continues. Taru Rabbanan, we have a pasuk. Mosa sefatecha. The pasuk says over here that a person should keep his word, keep his vow. Zum mitzvat aseh. This is a positive commandment to teach us that a person who makes a verbal vow must keep his words. Tishmor, from the word mosat sevatecha, tishmor, zum mitzvat lo ta'aseh. Because when the Torah uses the word tishmor, that introduces a negative commandment. Ve'asita comes and tells me, azhara lebetin shi'asuka, that betin can even force a person to pay his vows. The next part of the pasuk says, "Kasher nadarta ze neder." This is referring to vows. La Hashem Elohecha. Now these words are extra, so it's coming to tell us, "Elu hataot v'ashavot olot ushlamim," that all these type of korbanot are subject to the mitzvah of motzat sefatecha tishmor. Nedava. Well, the pasuk says nedava kimashmaot. It teach me that also nedavot are subject to the mitzvah of motzat sefatecha tishmor. Asher dibarta. This is referring to a person that vows money to the treasury of the Beit HaMikdash. Beficha, when it says in the word beficha, that's also an extra word. Zu sedaka, that's referring to tzedakah. Like the Tosfot says, that we have a pasuk in Yeshaya, because it says, Yetze mepi tzedakah. And therefore, that's a similar word. When it says, befi, and there it says over here, beficha, that's referring to tzedakah. So let's review this derasha. The pasuk says again, motza sefatecha tishmor ve'asita kasher nadarta l'Hashem Elohecha nedava asher dibarta beficha. So motza sefatecha teaches me there's a mitzvat aseh. Tishmor teaches me there's a mitzvat lo taseh. Again, if you delay your donation or neder. Kasher nadata, of course, that's a neder. And Hashem Elohecha teaches me that's hataot, ashamot, olot, and shilamim. Nedaba teaches me even things that are donated. Asher dibarta teaches me things that are donated to the treasury. And beficha teaches me tzedakah. Common denominator to only these things. It's subject to the law of motzat sefatecha and the positive commandment that you have to donate it, and the negative commandment that if you donate it, you make an isur. So comes the Gemara now, is going to analyze this braita. Amar mor, we have a statement. Motzat sefatecha, when it says motzat sefatecha, zu mitzvat aseh. This is a positive commandment. Lamali, what do I need this pasuk for? Mebata shama vahabetem shama nafka. We learned above from the pasuk, Ubata shama vahabetem shama, that this is a positive commandment to bring your neder to the Beit HaMikdash. So why do you need this pasuk of motzat sefatecha? We know already from Ubata shama that you have to bring your korban to the Beit HaMikdash immediately. So that's already redundant. Tishmor zu mitzvat aseh. And you just told me that from the word tishmor, that's a mitzvat lo ta'aseh lamali. What do I need that for? Midlot ahel shalemo nafka. We know that already from the isur of the Torah, lo ta'ahel shalemo. Now, furthermore, v'asita, you told me azhara lebetin shi'asuka, to teach me that betin can force you. Lamali, what do I need that pasuk? Miyakriv oto nafka. Because I know this already, that betin can force you from the pasuk yakriv oto. Why? Detanya, because we have a pasuk, the full pasuk says, el petach o el moed yakriv oto lirtzono. So the Gemara says, yakriv oto, melamed shekofin oto, betin can force a person to bring the korban that he donated. Yachol ba'al korho, can they force him against his will? Tamud lomar lirtzono. So it has to be willingly. Well, haketz, and how do you force a person to do something willingly? So the Gemara says, kofin oto, ad shiomar rotze ani. That they force him until he brings it willingly. So basically, we have redundancy on 3 points of this pasuk. The mitzvat aseh is redundant because one pasuk says motzat sefatecha and the other pasuk says bata shama vahabetem shama. So the mitzvat aseh is redundant. The lo ta'aseh is redundant because it says tishmor and it says lo ta'ahel shalemo. And the against their will, which means the fact that betin can force, is also redundant because we have the pasuk over here that says, we have the pasuk that says ve'asita, that teaches me that betin forces, and we have the pasuk of yakriv oto, that betin forces. So why do you need two pasukim that are basically saying, or we have a repetition of the three concepts? So the Gemara says, had de'amar ve'lo afrish, V'had de'afrish ve'lo akri, because we're talking about two different stages. The first, the Rasha is telling me, where the person just made the vow, but he did not designate the korban. Just at the vow stage already, he's going to be guilty of, if he does not fulfill and continue to separate it, he's going to be guilty of motzas sefatecha teshmor, as well as the fact that the betin can force him to separate the korban. The had, and the second pasuk is coming to tell me that even if he did designate the korban, but he did not bring it yet, he's going to be subject to the mitzvah taseh, to the mitzvah lo taseh, and betin can force him. So therefore we need two pasukim to teach us two different stages. The neder before he designated it, and then if he designated it but did not bring it. You need both pesukim to teach me both stages. Because if you told me the case only where he designated, or he said but he did not designate, did not separate the korban, I'll say mishum delo kaimel debure. So the reason why he's guilty, because he didn't keep his word. He vowed to bring something and he didn't separate it. About afrish velo akriv, but I'll say maybe if he designated it but he just didn't get around to bring it yet, ema kol hecha de ite, I might argue and say wherever it is, be gaza de rahmana ite, it's considered already in the treasury of the Shamayim, and therefore it's considered as if he fulfilled his neder. Therefore, tzericha, you need to tell me, even if he designated it and didn't bring it, still he's guilty. Now go the opposite way. If it told me the case of afrish, where he designated it but he just didn't get around to bring it yet, I would say the reason why he's guilty is the kamash helegabe, and because he's delaying it, he's holding it by him. Aval amar velo afrish, but if he just said that he's going to do it but he did not designate it, ema dibura lo klum, I might say his word is nothing, and therefore maybe he's not oved tzericha. Therefore we need both pesukim. So therefore basically the redundancy of these halachot teach me two stages, that one is hayab at both stages. Comes the Gemara and says, umi matzit amart, can you tell me the amar velo afrish? You're telling me that the pesukim are teaching me in a case where a person made a neder but he did not separate yet, he did not designate the korban. How could you tell me that? Vehan nedava ketiv, which means in the pasuk, one of the cases is talking about a nedava. Now we know a nedava, like the Mishnah is going to tell us now, utnan ezehu neder. What is considered a neder? Haomer hare alai ola, where a person says a ola is on me to bring. Ve'ezuhi nedaba, and what's considered a nedaba? Ha'omer hare zu ola, where the person says this is an ola. He designates the animal. Uma ben neder le nedaba, what is the difference halachically? Neder, by a neder, met o nignav, if the animal died or got stolen, hayab b'hariyuto, you must replace it, because you said it is on me to bring the korban. Hare alai. Nedaba, but by a nedaba, meta o nigneba, if the animal died or was stolen, eno hayab b'hariyuta, you're not obligated to replace it, because you said this specific korban. So the question of the Gemara is, how could you tell me the case of one of the pesukim is where you made the vow but you did not designate the animal? Because one of the cases in the pasuk is in the daba. By definition, in the daba is where you designated the animal. So how could you tell me the case is talking about where you made the verbal commitment but you did not designate? Adraba, that doesn't work by nedaba. Nedaba means you actually designated the specific animal. So the Gemara says, Amarava mashkahat la kegon de amar hare alai ola al menat she'eni hayab hariyuta. So we're talking about a case where a person said, it is on me to bring an ola on the condition that I do not have liability, which means I'll not be responsible if something happens. So therefore that's considered like a nedava, where even though you said it bilshon neder, so therefore, since you said it hadeh alai, you don't have to actually designate the korban yet, but it's considered like a nedava, because when you finally do designate it, since you said that you're not going to be liable, so if something happens to the animal, you will not have to replace it. So that's the case of nedava in the pasuk, where he says hare alai, but he puts the condition, amenat she'eni hayah b'hariyuta. Comes the Gemara and says, beficha, we learned from the word beficha, that's referring to tzedakah. That what? That tzedakah, you have to pay immediately. Amar Rabba, ustaka mechayev ale the altar. When it comes to tzedakah, you have to pay the tzedakah immediately. My ta'ama, deha kaime aniim. Because the aniim are waiting for it. The aniim are waiting for the money. Therefore, you have to pay it immediately. The Gemara says, peshita. Isn't that obvious? Which means tzedakah has got nothing to do with the shalosh regalim, waiting for three holidays. The tzedakah is for the aniim. So the Gemara says, ma'u de tema kevan de be'inyana de korbanot ketiva. Because you might have thought that since this word, this concept of tzedakah was written in the context of the korbanot, of the other korbanot, ad de'avdin ala shloshah regalim ke korbanot, and I might have thought that you have to wait, or that you can wait three holidays, like when it comes to the other korbanot, kamash ma'alan, that no, hatam hu detalina nachmana regalim. Yeah, by the korbanot, we depended on the regalim, the after regalim, aval hacha, lo, but here, no, the hashki hayanim, because the aniim are prevalent, therefore they need the money. So tzedakah would be an exception that you have to pay it immediately. The only question is, if you remember the braita above, when it was listing all the different items that you have three regalim to pay, the braita and daf dalid, and here, the braita clearly gave tzedakah as an example of an item that you have three regalim. So the question is, what do you mean? Here it's mashman, it has to be immediately. So the mefashim answered that over there in the first braita, when it said you have three regalim, it's talking about where the aniim are not prevalent. Also, if there's no aniim prevalent, then of course he has three regalim. But our braita that says you have to pay it immediately is talking about where the aniim are there and they're expecting the money, and therefore you have to pay it right away. Amar Rava, Rava says, Kevan she'avar alav regel ehad. Now, once a person makes a neder, let's say to bring a korban, even after one holiday passes, over ba'aseh, he transgresses a positive commandment, like we said, the positive commandment of ubata shama v'habetem shama, like we said. So the Gemara says, metiveh, we have a question. Ha'id Rabbi Yoshua v'Rabbi Papias. Rabbi Yoshua and the Papias gave a testimony, al vlad shelamim, on the child of a korban shelamim. Which means, let's say a person designated a korban shelamim, and the animal was pregnant. So the halakha says that, since you're designated as a shelamim when it's pregnant, even after it gives birth, the vlad itself, the child that's born, also has the status of shelamim. So the law is that what? Sheyikrav shelamim, that the child has to be brought as a shelamim. And what was the testimony? Amar Pepias ani me'id. He says, I testify, shaita lanu para shel zechay shelamim. We had a para that was designated for shelamim. Va'achalnuha bepesach. And we ate the mother as a korban shelamim on Pesach, ve'achanu velada shelamim, and the child we ate as a korban shelamim behag on Sukkot. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Bishlama bePesach lo akrebuha. I understand why you didn't slaughter the child on Pesach as a korban shelamim. Imur dimehusar zeman hava. Because the halakha says that you have to wait at least 8 days before you slaughter the child. Because since we slaughtered the mother, halakha says, otove et beno lo tishatu biyom echad. You have to wait 7 days before you can slaughter the child. So good, we understand why you didn't slaughter the child as a shilamim on Pesach. However, ela velada ba'atzeret hechi mashela. The velad, the child of this korban, should have been brought on Shavuot. But it says they didn't bring it till the Hag. Hag is Sukkot. How did they delay it? Ve'avri ale ba'aseh. And they went against an aseh. Because you just told me, Rava, that you have to bring a korban the first holiday. And if you delay it the first holiday, you're over an aseh. So what do you mean? If Pia said that they had an animal that was pregnant, so the mother they brought on Pesach, and the child they brought on the Hag. We're assuming the Hag means Sukkot. So the Gemara is saying, how did they skip over Shavuot? Amar Rav Zvid Mishemed Rava. So Rav Zvid said, Neme Rava, Kegon Shehaya Chole Ba'atzeret. It's talking about where the animal was sick on Shavuot. And the Halakha says that if the animal is sick, you do not have to bring it. So therefore they brought it on the next holiday. And some want to say when it says chole, it's not going on the animal, it means on the owner. And therefore, since the owner was sick, so therefore they were able to bring it on Sukkot. Comes the Gemara and continues. Rav Ashi Amar, Mai ve'achalnu velada shelamim behag diktani. Rav Ashi has a different answer. He says, what does it mean when it's said in the statement that we ate the korban on the Hag? Hag HaShavuot, it's referring to Hag HaShavuot. Who told you the Hag over there means Sukkot? When it says Hag, it means Shavuot. The Idach and the other rabbi of Zvi that didn't accept this, didn't like this answer, because he says, Kol Hecha Detani Pesach, because whenever you have a statement, and the word and the holiday Pesach is referred to, Tani Atzeret, so therefore they would refer to Shavuot as Atzeret, not just Hag. Okay, now we go to another statement of Rabba. Amar Rabba, Kevan she'avru alaf. Once already the Qurban, it passes over from Shlosha Regalim, three holidays, Bechol Yom Vayom Over Bebal Te'acher. So this Isur of Bal Te'acher, it's not a one-time Isur. Every single day that they do not bring the Qurban, after three Regalim, there's a new Bal Te'acher that goes on the person. So the Gemara says, that's so? Metive, we have a question from a bright day. Had Bechor vehad kol hakodashim. Whether it's a Bechor or any type of Qurban, kivan sha'avru adehem shana, once a year passes, belo Regalim, even if three Regalim did not pass, or the case of regalim, if three regalim passed belo shana, without a year, over bebal te'acher, which means these are the two cases where you over on bal te'acher, a year without three regalim, or three regalim without a year. So the Gemara says, the Gemara's question is assuming that since you're giving me all cases where you over on bal te'acher, you should have also told me, and if you delay it, you also over bal te'acher every second or every day. Which means here the Braita sounds like it's trying to give me cases where you're going to over on bal te'acher, where if you delayed it a year, even without three regalim, or three regalim without a year, it should also say, or every single day that you delay it after the time, you're also going to get a bal te'acher. So how come the Braita didn't say it? So the Gemara says, Mehdi. The Gemara says, what's the question? That's no question on Abba from that. Amar Rav Kahana, man de kamotiv, shapir kamotiv. The Gemara says, no. The one that's asking a question is actually asking a good question. Mechti, Tana alaveka mehader. The Tana is looking for different ways to be over bal te'acher. Like I said, where it's a year without three holidays, or three holidays without a year. So therefore, litni bechol yom vayom over bal te'acher. So it should have said in the Braita also, that every single day that you delay, you also over on bal te'acher. So the Gemara says, now, ve'idach, Rava can answer, tana lemikbe'e belavka mehader. The Tana is trying to find a case where you over on bal te'acher. Belavei yetere lo kamehader. But he's not coming to tell you the extra levim. Which means he's just coming to tell you different scenarios where you're over on the lav of Bal Tahir, but he's not coming to tell you where you're over on multiple times of Bal Tahir. Therefore the Braita is not a question. Come to Gemara now, says Gufa. We just learned in a Braita, Echad Bechor ve'echad kol hakodashim. Whether it's a Bechor or the Korbanot, Kevan she'avru adehem shana belo gimel regalim. If a year passed without three regalim, or the case of gimel regalim, three regalim belo shana, over bebal te'acher. So now the Gemara is going to try to give us the scenario where you could have a year without three regalim, or three regalim without a year. So the Gemara says, Bishlama gimel regalim belo shana. I understand a case where you could have three holidays without a year. Mashkachat la, we can give the case where, let's say, a person made a neder right before Pesach. Therefore, you count three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. So that's three holidays without a year. It's only 6 months to Pesach. So we understand in that case, you're going to be Hayav. That's three holidays without a year. So the Gemara says, Ela Shana Belo Regalim. But how do you have a year pass without three Regalim? Hechi Mashkahata, which means in a year you're going to have three Regalim. And the Gemara goes further, Hani Hademan Diitle Kesedran, which means, according to the opinion that says that in order to be over bal te'acher, you need the three regalim to go kesedran, meaning Pesach has to be the first one, mashkachat la, we can have a case where the year passed and the three regalim did not pass yet. For example, let's say he made the neder right after Pesach. So therefore, he makes the neder after Pesach, so you have a year that passes all the way back to Pesach, but still you do not have Shlosha Regalim, because you need the Pesach to go first. And here he made the neder after Pesach. So that would be good. You have a case of a year without Shiloshah Regalim, and Aleman Delet the Kesedran. But according to the opinion that says you don't need Kesedran, you just need three arbitrary holidays. Hechi Mashkahatla. So what's the case where you have a year without Shiloshah Regalim? So Bishlama let it be. We can understand according to Rabbi Mashkahatla Bishana Me'uberet. The case can be in a leap year. Why? Let's understand the Shita of Rabbi Detanya. We have a Braita. Now this Braita is discussing the law of Bate Arechoma. That's a case where a person sells a house in Yerushalayim. So the law is that the seller can renege from the sale up until 1 year. The Torah's language is Ad melot lo shana timima, meaning the seller has 1 year to renege to get his property back. Now, on this word shana timima of the Torah, we have a great mahloket, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Omer mone shelosh meot v'shishim v'hamisha yom k'minyan yemot hachama. He says when the Torah says a shana, it's 365 days. That's considered a year, which we would call a lunar year. That's the time that the Earth would revolve around the sun. So therefore, he learns that a year means 365 days. V'achamim omrim, the Achamim say, Moneh shenem asar chodesh miyom neyom. They say, no, you count 12 months to the day. And therefore, v'im nitaber shana. Now let's say they would add an extra month to the year, meaning an extra adar, nitabera lo. So the seller benefits. Because, let's say he sold the house on the 15th of Nisan. So now, you have for a complete year, you have to wait until the 15th of Nisan. Now, even though they added a 13th month, another Adar, it doesn't matter. You wait until the 15th of Nisan. So that would be the advantage of the seller, that he gets basically an extra month. So now the Gemara analyzes. Mashkahat la l'rabbi. According to the B that says a year is 365 days, we'll say like this. De aktesha batar hagamasot. Let's say the guy sanctified or he made a neder to bring a korban after Pesach. Dechi matash shel he'adar batra'a. And it's talking about where there's a leap year. So let's say he made, for argument's sake, he made the neder on the 22nd day of Nisan, meaning right after Pesach. So according to Rabbi, a year goes with 365 days. Now the 365 days is going to Shilhe Adar Batra'a, and now they added a second Adar, Shana Malya. That's when the year is going to be complete. Because on the, let's say, the 365 days will be somewhere at the end of Adar, you'll get to the 365 days. So therefore, you see you have 365 days, but you do not have Shloshah Regalim. Then the Gemara says, Regalim lo malu, because you didn't get back to Pesach. So again, let's give the case again according to the B that says a year is 365 days. So I have a case where you can have a year without Regalim. Let's say he made it, let's make it a little easier case. Let's say he did it in the middle of Pesach. Let's say he did it on the 17th of Nisan. So therefore, 300, and they added an extra year, an extra month to the year. So the 365 days is going to fall out at the end of Adar. So that's a year past. So you're going to be over Balte Ahir, even though three holidays did not pass yet. Ela l'Rabbanan, but according to the rabbis that say no, it goes from day to day. So therefore, even with a leap year, you're always going to have in 365, in 1 year, you're always, quote to them, the year goes from day to day. So again, if you made the neder on the 17th of Nisan, and you have to wait until the 17th of Nisan the next year. And therefore, even though you added an extra Adar, it doesn't matter. The year passed, and you do have three holidays. Hechi mashkahata. So give me the case where you have a year without three regalim. So the Gemara says, Kedetani Rab Shemaya. So this is going like Rab Shemaya, that says, Atzeret, that Shavuot, Pa'amim Hamisha. Sometimes Shavuot falls out on the 5th of Nisan. Pa'amim Shisha. Sometimes it falls out on the 6th of Nisan. I'm sorry, Sivan. Pa'amim Shiva. And sometimes on the 7th of Sivan. Now let's figure out how Shavuot can fall out either on the 5th, the sixth, and the seventh. And the Gemara says, Haketzad, what's the case? So the Gemara says, Shenehem mili'im, that let's say the months of Iyar, well, let's say the months of Nisan and Iyar are mili'im. Mili'im means they're both 30-day months. So let's figure it out ourselves. The Torah says that Shavuot is 50 days from the second day of Pesach. The second day of Pesach is the sixth, is the 16th of Nisan. Now let's say Nisan has 30 days and Iyar has 30 days. So that would mean you would have 15 days of Nisan plus 30 days of Iyar, that's 45 days, plus 5 days of Sivan, so that would make Shavuot on the 5th. So the Gemara says, Shenehem mili'im hamisha. And we continue the Gemara. That's the case of hamisha b'Sivan. Now we go, Shenehem hasirim. Now let's say the month of Nisan and Iyar are both hasir, they're both 29 days, so therefore you'll have 14 days of Nisan, starting from the 16th to the 29th, that's 14 days, plus 29 days of Iyar, so that's 29 and 14, so that's 29, 39, that will take you to 39, that will take you to 40, well, let's figure out again. Shenem Hasidim, correct. So that would take you, so if you have 14 days of Nisan, plus 29 days of Iyar, so 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, that's 43 days exactly, and Shavuot is on the 50th day, so you need another 7 days, so therefore, in that case, Shavuot is going to be Shiva. So again, Shavuot will be Shiva on the 7th in that case. Now, Ehad male ve'ehad hasir, if one of the months are full, meaning a 30-day, and the second month, let's say, for example, is hasir, then Shavuot is going to be shisha, because then you'll have 44 days, and then with the 44 days, you're going to have to add another 6 days to get to Shavuot. So basically, Shavuot can come out either on the 5th, the 6th, the 7th of Sivan, all depending on exactly if the months of Nisan and Iyar are Hasir or Maleh. So again, if both of them are Mele'im, then Shavuot is on the 5th of Sivan. If both of them are Hasirim, then Shavuot is on the 7th. And if one is Hasir and one is Maleh, so then it is on the 6th. Now, let's analyze how the Hachamim can have a case where a year can pass, but still you did not get 3 regalim. So the case will be as follows. Let's say a person sanctified to bring a korban in the year where Shavuot, let's say, fell out on the 5th of Sivan. Let's say that year Shavuot fell out on the 5th of Sivan. And he made his neder on the 6th of Sivan. And the following year, Shavuot was on the 7th of Sivan. So therefore, when he made his neder from the 6th of Sivan to the 6th of Sivan, 1 year passed, because the rabbis go from day to day, and still, 3 holidays did not pass, because Shavuot that next year is on the 7th. So therefore, we have a case of a year passing, even though 3 regalim do not pass, and the Hiddush of the Braita is that what? That even though what Rava's statement is that even though a year passes, I'm sorry, even though 3 regalim did not pass, so long as 1 year passed, you're going to be hayav bal te'acher. And the case would be again where a person that year Shavuot was on the 5th of Sivan and he made his neder on the 6th of Sivan, and the next year Shavuot was on the 7th of Sivan. So comes the Gemara and says, Uman tana de padig ale de Rav Shemaya, which means Tanakama. We didn't see this opinion of Tanakama, but it seems that the opinion of Rav Oshaya that says that Shavuot can sometimes come on the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, it seems that there is a Tana that argues on that opinion. It seems that he holds that Shavuot will always come out on the same day. So the Gemara says that opinion is Ahirim hi. Tanya Ahirim omrim, Ahirim say that the way the calendar works is,
It's always 1 month is Hasid and the next month is Maleh. Which means you never have two in a row Hasid or two in a row Maleh. It's always going to be one Hasid and one Maleh. And therefore, according to Ahadim, Shavuot will always come out on the 6th of Sivan. Like this statement says, in ben atzeret la'atzeret, from one Shavuot, from 1 year to the next, is going to be in ben Rosh Hashanah l'Rosh Hashanah, or for that matter, the difference between 1 year's Rosh Hashanah to another, ela arba'a yamim bilvad, is only a 4 day spread. And let's explain how this happens, because the lunar calendar is 354 years. Well, 354 days. Now, 354 days, if you divide it equally in weeks, would be 50 weeks. 50 times 7 would be 350, and you have a remainder of 4. So therefore, every year, you have a remainder of 4, so the holidays, Shavuot from 1 year to the next would be 4 days later. For example, if Shavuot, let's say, falls out on a Sunday 1 year, the next year it'll fall out on a Thursday. And the same with Rosh Hashanah. That if there was a leap year, so then Hamisha, so then Shavuot is going to be 5 days later. The reason being in because the leap month has 29 days. Now, 28 days is exactly 4 weeks, so you just have a remainder 1. And therefore, that would be added, so therefore it's 5 day difference. So therefore, according to Ahirim, they say Shavuot can only come out on the 6th, because every month is Hasid, and the next one is Maleh, and it follows that order. Comes the Gemara and continues, Ba'er Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera had a question. Yoresh, let's say somebody inherits the Qurban, let's say of his father. Mahu bebal ta'ahir. Does the son that inherits the Qurban of his father, is he subject to the laws of bal ta'ahir? Well, what's the question? Kitdor neder amar rahmana. Maybe the pasuk says only the one that made the vow. Veha lo nadar, the son did not make the neder. Or dilma ubata shama ba'abetim shama. Maybe the law is on the one that goes up to Yerushalayim. Veha mechayev, and indeed the son is obligated to go up to Yerushalayim, and therefore, if he doesn't go up and bring his father's korban, could be he will be over. Tirat kabra says, tashema de tani de bihaya me'imach, from the fact that the pasuk says, ki darosh yidreshenu Hashem me'imach prat liyoresh. Which means when the pasuk comes along and says me'imach from the person himself, it's mashma from the person himself that made the neder me'imach, coming to exclude the yoresh, because the yoresh did not make the neder. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Ve'ham me'imach mev'ele. We learned in the bright above that from the word me'imach we came to learn the laws of leke checha upea, that it's subject to the laws of bal te'acher, because we said there's another pasuk in the Torah that says et he'ani imach, and here it says in the pasuk ki darosh yidreshinu Hashem Elohecha me'imach. So we learned that the laws of leke checha upea are subject to bal te'acher, so the word me'imach is already used. So the Gemara says kari be'imach ukari be'me'imach, which means leke checha upea we learn from the word imach, and this drasha to exclude the yoresh we're learning from the mem, the extra mem of the word me'imach. And now we go to the last question. Ba'e Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera had a question. Isha, regarding a lady. Ma hi be'bal te'acher. Is she subject to the laws of bal te'acher? Why not? Mi amrinan ha'lo me'hayba b'riya. I could say that a lady is not obligated to go up to Yerushalayim, because the pasuk says, shalosh pa'amim yira'e kol zichurecha. Only the males are obligated to go up, not the females. So therefore, since she's not obligated to go up, therefore maybe she's not subject to bal ta'acher. Or dilma ha'ita b'simcha. Or maybe she's not obligated to go up to bring korbanot, but she is obligated in the mitzvah v'samachta b'hagecha. And therefore, how do you have simcha? You have korban shelamim. And therefore, she is obligated to go up at least to eat the korban shelamim. So therefore, maybe she has to bring the korbanot as well when she goes up. So the Gemara says, this is Abaye giving the answer. Does Abaye say that a lady is obligated to go up to Yerushalayim to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha by eating korban shelamim? Abaye says, isha ba'ala mesameha, that a lady does not have an obligation
to have simcha herself, but the obligation is on the husband to be mesameh his wife with clothes and jewelry and different things like that, but not korban shelamim. So how could Abaye come along and say that maybe the lady is hayav because she's obligated to go up to eat korban shelamim? He doesn't hold that the lady's simcha manifests itself with korban shelamim. He says the lady's simcha is with clothes and jewelry. Kabbalah says l'devarav d'rabbi zera kamar. Which means you're right. He's only saying the two sides of the safek according to the Bizra, the one that asked the question. Which means you're right. According to Abaye, he'll say, I don't hold of simcha by the ladies, and therefore you're right. According to me, Pashut, the ladies are going to be exempt from this Baal Ta'ahir because they don't have to go up to Yerushalayim. But according to the Bizra, I was saying that he says that they're obligated to go up, so therefore, since they're obligated to go up to have shilamim, which means simcha, therefore seemingly, according to the Bizra, they should be hayav, because indeed there is an obligation to the ladies to go up, maybe not for korban re'iyah, because that's a shalosh parim yira'eh kol zichu decha, that's only the males, but for shalmei simcha, they have to go up. So once they have to go up, they may have to bring all the other korbanot with them, and if they don't, they will be over on Baal Te'ahir. Baruch anu ad olam, amen ve amen.